We're live.
Interesting thing is that I am sitting here talking like a couple of old geezers from an old movie. I don't know that I have ever had an opportunity to say when I got into a fight as a kid, take that.
No.
Did you?
No.
I didn't have time.
When did you have time for it? What was that? Dennis the Menace would do that. Yeah. When did that happen? What scriptwriter said, this is a great thing for you to say in the heat of the moment?
I'm not quite sure, but it was definitely in black and white, and the guy usually had on a fedora. And everybody was talking like Humphrey Bogart or with a Eastern accent.
Yes.
Are we on?
I hope so. Yeah.
Okay.
There's that little button up there.
I see there. Yeah, how you're affecting the luminosity of things a little bit.
Did you say Illuminati? Oh, no, you said Illuminati.
Yeah. Let's go on and do our conspiracy show, shall we? Those are big these days.
This is not real.
The Illuminati is controlling this radio program.
Facebook is watching you.
Man, it's good to see you. Been a couple of weeks.
It's been a while, you know?
Been too long. Your beard, you're looking good.
Thank you. I'm getting more gray. I like it.
But three, and me, I'm, you know, doing the stash.
So what'd you do? You had to pull your hair with you.
I had to pull the hair the other way when it finally grew long enough. All right, here we go.
Okay. All right, without any further, so just so you know, for the point of relevancy here, we have...
Trying not to get too much glare in there.
Yeah. No, we don't want to glare at you.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to comb your hair in front of my forehead if that's...
So, one thing we do want to say here, hold on a second. The show that we just did was 542. I'm losing track here. It's like my own age. I'm not quite sure. What am I, 22?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm 22. So,
you want to help me with this? How old is he?
29 and holding.
There you go.
Right. Well, whenever people ask me, the last person that asked me, I wanted to know if I could get involved. We were at that track meet for miles, and what was it? What club was running the concession stand?
Elks.
The Elks. And I said, how old do you have to be a part of the Elks Club? And they were like, well, you know, how old are you? And I said, well, how old do you think I am? And they're like, well, are you over 21? I said, look, I was around when Nixon was impeached. Okay? I've been here. I've been here for a while. And they were like, well, then you would qualify if you're over 21.
I'm getting old enough where they ask me who was president then, when I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
And all right, let me...
Okay, hold on. Yeah, we're gonna do this real quick here.
Oh!
And this is topical because on this 542 show, I played a little Thelonious Monk. One of the cats that we profiled, a jazz baritone out of New York City, E.J. Decker. He actually saw Monk when he was a kid. He's a great cat. Lives off Broadway. We just interviewed him recently, and we're including a Monk album tonight. I know, without a doubt, you're gonna dig it.
Whoop.
Oh my God, is that an airplane?
I always like to get the needle.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thelonious Sphere Monk.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I recognize this riff.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. You know, I took my glasses off. What is the name of this?
We should be on.
I'd reckon. Took my glasses off. Hang on a second.
Take a look here. What side are we on over there?
It is. Oh, of course. Point Siena.
Yeah.
not Point Siena. Pennonica.
Yeah.
Pennonica.
I wasn't sure what side we were on. Sometimes he throws.
Sometimes I'm not sure either.
I don't hate her. I have no idea. But Monk?
Yes.
You can't go wrong with Monk. Are they ever going to make anybody like him again? Even Charlie Parker, we've talked about this before. And I don't want to get into that old jazz argument or theorizing, but I'm sure they're out there. Or are they?
Different flavors.
Yeah.
We're all... standing on the shoulders of the people that we developed the ear with.
Yeah.
You know? But you're really talking about originals.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm talking about
if
these...
If you're talking about Mingus and guys like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, these purveyors of that idiom of bebop and that new revolution of jazz. But I think about, like, Mick Jagger. Is there going to be another Mick Jagger?
I doubt it.
So there you go. So there's not going to be another Monk or another Parker. I mean, it's like, is there going to be another Bono? I mean, is there... can
Well, would you want it so?
No, that's the thing. Yeah.
And why is that? I mean, I'm getting deep here. I know.
It's like I wouldn't want them to remake 16 or The Breakfast Club we just watched the other day. They remade Footloose. They remade these other things. I wouldn't want them to remake The Breakfast Club. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Well, keep it original.
Yeah, keep it original. Unless you just totally screwed screwed up the original and are trying again.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have remade Alfie.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
But they did.
Yeah, they did. They did. Sometimes they just got to leave it alone.
Yep.
You know, so. So what else is going on?
We're just checking in with each other, guys.
We're just figuring it out. It's been a while, so.
For that matter, we could just turn up the record and sit here and just stare at you.
We're just going to look around for a little while.
Look around like it's, like the band's here. I just can't get the camera focused on it.
Right.
We'll just sit here and act impressed.
That's right.
Well, putting the needle on the turntable kind of gave that away.
There you go. And by the way, this is our minute. We get a subscription here to Downbeat. We want to make sure that we always mention these guys. It's the Jazz Bible. We get a lot of good stuff from Downbeat. So thank you very much.
Very much.
Good work, Downbeat.
Heard you on the air here the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the 11:40 a.m. station.
Okay, nice.
Up in Liberty. Got you on in the early morning.
Very cool.
Here in the Kansas City metro area, he's on two radio stations.
Yes.
Count them. Two.
Two.
He's on an FM station out of the urban core, KHOJ. Am I saying that right?
KOJH, Kansas City's oldest jazz house. Yes.
Yeah, 104.7 FM.
Yes.
And if you're going to hear it, you basically have to be low-power station.
Yeah.
Then you got KCXL, which has three frequencies in Kansas City, 1140 AM, 102.9 FM, and 104.7 FM.
Yes.
Same frequency as the station downtown.
Yes.
Something they need to haggle and work out, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think they could do a little arm wrestling match and figure out what they need from there.
Well, it's whoever applied first. We won't get into that.
But. Yeah, yeah. So, but at any rate, there's a chance, depending on when you listen to it, that you could hear two separate shows. So there's that possibility of double dipping if you're into that kind of jazz scene. You could do that. So, but it's good. It's out there. And the Neon Beat, John Christopher Show, you can hear all the time on RadioGeorge.com.
At RadioGeorge.com. You like your Sinatra, your Tony Bennett, your Dorsey, stuff basically. It's funny how it all came full circle. I used to be, I'm going to have a word with you there. We have a studio audience.
Yes, we do. All right. Thank you very much. Yahtzee.
No, if you like your Sinatra, your Tony Bennett and all that stuff, it's funny how it all came full circle because that's the stuff my dad played. He was a broadcaster in Nebraska for years.
Yeah.
So I had this idea of being a rock jock.
Yeah.
And went through that phase, and when I came full circle, here I am playing jazz and this stuff.
So we turn into our parents, right? Is that true?
I guess so.
That's what I've always heard.
At my age, I look in the mirror and I see my dad staring back. I did everything I could do to avoid it. But.
That's right. Sometimes you just can.
Yeah.
You know, there's just mannerisms. There's things that, you know, you were raised by them. So what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, there's certain mannerisms I've had to abandon, you know, if I want to be on camera. Dad was doing TV, too.
Yeah.
He had to, I had to find a picture of him because I got a couple of pictures of him in the Zoot suits standing in front of those big iconoscope cameras.
Oh, yeah.
The black and white Charles Kuralt, days of CBS television, Walter Cronkite. For some reason, I can't think of the newscaster, everybody. There was a movie made about it.
Oh,
Ed Murrow.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Edward R. Murrow.
Yes.
Everybody was supposed to look like Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah.
In the days of black and white TV.
Yeah.
Dad used to take us to the TV station in Lincoln, KOLN, KJIN TV, Lincoln. Yeah. Learned it from him. And he would take us there, and he had work to do, and he would put us in the studio where all the movies were, and we'd pick up Bullwinkle and the Three Stooges, and they'd put them on a projector, and we'd sit there and watch them.
Nice.
I always thought my dad had the neatest job in town.
Yeah, sure.
And go watch any cartoon I wanted to.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, but did you want to be in broadcasting then because you went to work with him?
I didn't really consider the notion of being behind the microphone until my dad took me to a radio station in Wichita, Kansas called KFH.
Right.
And then he joined in with the radio announcer and went back and forth with him in kind of a tete-a-tete discussing a current issue of the day.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is something I want to do.
That's cool. That's very cool.
So, yeah. And he when he was doing music, this was the kind of music that he played.
Yeah.
Fact is, my mother tells a story that whenever he would play any records by Leroy Anderson,
yeah,
Sleigh Ride being one of those records, he did a bunch of others. It was his way of saying, "I'm thinking about you, Ma."
Nice, very nice. There's always that message,
yeah,
that they don't know about, and we'll have to tell you ours later. It's a secret for now. I just can't think of anything else. Monk is totally throwing me into a tailspin here. It's a good tailspin. I like the Monk tailspin.
Let it trail out here.
Yeah. So with that, I think we're good. I think we've done enough damage.
Just checking in with you.
Yeah,
we're just making sure we're not, you know, up to any real mischief here.
Again. Brilliant Corners is the album. This is what you're listening to. And thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the jazz. And
enjoy the music, my friends.
Enjoy the music, my friends.
Don't be shy. Turn it up. Hold on.
Close. And cut.
Neon Jazz.